Wait, the agents are basically passing brain mush to each other instead of writing memos. That is extremely my kind of weird.
And extremely the kind of thing where I immediately want to see the bill of materials. Because the article's central claim is pretty sharp. Text is the expensive coordination layer in multi-agent systems. So stop making every agent serialize its intermediate state into tokens.
Before we get too noble about tokens, I need to say I slept like garbage after flying back from DC. Your city gave me one beautiful coffee and then punished me with airport lighting for 3 hours.
That tracks. My week was mostly debugging a flaky home router and pretending that counted as personal growth. Also, your suitcase made a sound like a tiny printer when you rolled it in. Which feels relevant because recursive MAS is also about avoiding unnecessary output.
Cody, that suitcase has seen things. Anyway, yes. The reason this grabbed me is that so many agent demos feel magical until the invoice shows up. If this actually cuts token chatter without making the workflow worse, product teams care immediately.
Right. The source says researchers from University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and Stanford built recursive MAS so agents collaborate through embedding space. Instead of Agent 1 writing a text explanation, Agent 2 reading it, and so on, they pass continuous latent representations around a loop.
Right.
That matters because normal text-based agent collaboration is sequential and slow. One model has to finish generating tokens before the next model can start. Also, forcing a model to spell out internal reasoning just so another model can consume it is a pretty expensive translation step.
The phrase I kept circling was that they want the whole multi-agent system to co-evolve as one thing, not just improve each agent in isolation. That is very appealing from a product standpoint. Less duct tape between specialist agents, more one coordinated workflow.
Yeah.
But I know your face. This is your skeptical eyebrow face, which, for the record, has appeared in at least 300 of the 420 episodes of our tiny nonsense show.
It's a useful face. Mechanically, the interesting part is the recursive link. The base models stay frozen. And these lightweight two-layer modules learn how to map hidden states around. The article says the trained recursive link parameters are roughly 13 million parameters, about 0.31% of the frozen model's trainable parameter count.
Oh, interesting.
There are inner and outer versions. The inner link maps an agent's newly generated embeddings back into its own input embedding space, so it can keep producing latent thoughts without decoding text. The outer link bridges agents, including agents with different embedding dimensions, which matters if one is Quen and another is Mistral or Gemma 3.
That part feels less like science fiction and more like plumbing. Still fancy plumbing, but it makes sense. If the models speak different hidden state dialects, the bridge is the product.
Exactly.
I'm scrolling for the exact benchmark bit, because I do not want to oversell this and have you frame it as Justy's latest optimism crime. Okay. 9 benchmarks. Math, science and medicine, code generation, and search-based question answering.
Appreciated. The model mix was open weights stuff like Quen, Llama 3, Gemma 3, and Mistral, assigned into collaboration patterns like sequential reasoning and mixture of experts. They compared against standalone models using low-rank adaptation or full supervised fine-tuning, plus TextGrad, mixture of agents, LoopLM, and a text recursive version called Recursive Text MAS.
Mm-hmm.
The reported numbers are real enough to pay attention to. Average accuracy improvement of 8.3% over the strongest baselines. 18.1% over TextGrad on AIME 2025, and 13% on AIME 2026. Inference speedup lands between 1.2 and 2.4 times.
And the token story is the cleanest product story. 34.6% reduction in the first recursion round versus recursive text MAS. Then 75.6% by round 3. That is the kind of graph that makes a finance person suddenly become emotionally available.
That is a haunting sentence.
No, but truly, if an enterprise team has a multi-step agent workflow that is slow, expensive, and awkward to train, this says, maybe the coordination layer is the waste. Maybe the agents do not need to narrate everything to each other.
Sure. My caveat is inspectability. Text handoffs are inefficient, but they are also debuggable. you can log them. You can read where Agent 2 misunderstood Agent 1. With latent handoffs, you may get speed and lower token cost, but the failure mode becomes murkier unless the tooling catches up.
That is fair. Product reality is not just the model being cheaper. Someone on call needs to understand why a workflow gave a weird answer at 10 p.m. Still, if only the final agent emits text, I can imagine this being useful behind very narrow workflows where the evaluation signal is clear.
Yeah, code generation benchmarks maybe fit that better than open-ended research assistants. The stronger the final correctness check, the more comfortable I am with hidden collaboration. Search-based Q&A could work too, depending on whether the retrieval evidence stays visible somewhere outside the latent loop.
Tiny detour, but agents communicating telepathically is such dangerous branding. I am picturing 5 over-caffeinated interns sitting around your kitchen table, silently deciding who forgot to buy oat milk.
My agents would absolutely optimize for blaming the router.
And then produce one final textual output. Cody is right somehow.
The other practical bit is memory. The article says if multiple agents use the same backbone model in different roles, they can share that backbone in GPU memory instead of loading separate copies. That could matter a lot for teams trying to run multi-agent systems without turning every experiment into a hardware procurement saga.
And they released the code and trained weights under Apache 2.0, so this is at least pokeable, not just a chart floating around. I do not think it means every agent product rewrites itself tomorrow, but for people already hitting token cost and latency walls, this feels like a real design pattern to watch.
That's my read too. The argument holds up best where agent communication is the bottleneck and the task has measurable outcomes. It overgeneralizes if someone hears latent agents and assumes all the messy production stuff disappears. It doesn't. It just moves the hard parts.
Good. So, suitcase printer, telepathic interns, and one actually useful research idea. I'll take it, Cody. That's enough exploring next for one Wednesday.